On Thursday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the earlier dismissal of one lawsuit filed by Pebble. In that case, Pebble alleged that the dredge and fill restrictions EPA developed after finishing its Bristol Bay watershed assessment were invalid, arguing that the Clean Water Act doesn't give the agency authority to create those restrictions prior to a project's permitting phase. Judge H. Russell Holland dismissed the case as premature, saying the EPA's restrictions hadn't yet been finalized. If and when they are, the judge said, Pebble could refile the case. Pebble appealed his ruling anyway, but it was upheld by the Court of Appeals in a ruling issued Thursday. Valerie Brown is an attorney representing NUNAMTA Alugastai, which is opposed to Pebble and supports the EPA's efforts in Bristol Bay.
So basically, Judge Holland was correct that Pebble's challenge to 404C authority was premature. There was no final agency action, and so that case is now done unless they were to appeal it to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Pebble has said they will refile the case if the EPA's restrictions, which it say amount to a preemptive veto, are finalized by the agency. Brown was speaking outside of the federal courthouse in Anchorage Thursday morning, where she'd just left a hearing in a separate case filed by Pebble against EPA. That case, known as FACA, or Federal Advisory Committee Act, is also before Judge Holland. The case alleges the EPA acted improperly in its dealings with outside-of-the-agency anti-Pebble advisors. Judge Holland has given the case more traction, earlier granting Pebble's request that EPA be ordered to stop all its work related to the project until the case plays out. The EPA asked that the case be dismissed, and Holland heard arguments from both sides Thursday morning. Brown was present in the courtroom as an observer, not a litigant, and gave a summary of the arguments she heard.
EPA basically said to the court, they have not stated a claim. What they're alleging happened was just people meeting with EPA to try and influence EPA's opinion of the situation, just like Pebble does. Everybody tries to influence EPA, and that's not a violation of the law. And Pebble said, we've alleged enough. We've claimed there's a violation of the law, so you need to let us move forward, go on a fishing expedition. Basically, they want discovery. They want to delay the judge's decision as long as possible. So they argued that they had said they've done just enough to stay in federal court and they should be allowed to now go into discovery.
That could be a lengthy process as Pebble seeks more documents and emails it says points to collusion between anti-Pebble activists and the EPA. Those opposed to the mine and supportive of the EPA's efforts to block its development would like to avoid that. If the judge dismissed the case, the EPA will likely continue to finalize its preemptive restrictions. Pebble believes it has a worthy case with FACA. The company points to hundreds of pages of documents it's obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, which it calls just the tip of the iceberg to show EPA's alleged violations. Having read all of the emails and documents it's received so far, Pebble CEO Tom Collier says it's clear to him the fix was in all along. He was also in court Thursday to observe and spoke afterwards.
The reason we filed this case is we don't think EPA dealt fairly with us during this process. We think they prejudged this issue and then manipulated the process to come up with a predetermined outcome. And we think this is the case that will raise those issues and allow the public to see what really happened here and has the very real potential of having an injunction issued to preventing EPA from ever being able to implement its proposed 404C veto process.
Judge Holland will now decide if the case of alleged FACA violations by EPA has enough merit to proceed. Both sides say their attorneys argued well Thursday for each's position. Holland did not issue a ruling Thursday, but said he would take the matter under consideration and decide soon. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.